With your WTNW News Update, I'm Logan Carmichael. News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Core says partly cloudy, hot and humid again today, 94 to 96. The complete forecast coming up in just a moment. Gestamp will expand and move to the Volkswagen Chattanooga site to manufacture parts for VW, reducing transportation costs and delivery times. The investment of $180 million will add over 500 new jobs to the area. The metal body parts will be utilized on the newly refreshed VW Passat, as well as the new Volkswagen 7-seat SUV. Several state and local political leaders were on hand for the big announcement on Tuesday. Governor Bill Haslam says this new partnership falls in line with the original vision of Enterprise South. Gestamp produces stamped metal parts for Volkswagen worldwide. Chattanooga's new hot stamping line will become the 13th of its kind in Gestamp's U.S. footprint. The new expanded partnership will allow all of the external sheet metal stamping and a majority of the structural parts to occur at or near Enterprise South, reducing the cost of transportation. Gestamp CEO Francisco Riberas says finding enough skilled labor is often a challenge, one he's confident Chattanooga is up for. DeKalb County, Alabama deputies investigating a shooting from early Tuesday morning, and it's believed to be an accident. Officials say they were called to a home on Main Street in Shiloh, Alabama, for a possible gunshot victim. They found 25-year-old Brandon King wounded. He was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. Deputies found 25-year-old Christopher Yarborough in the woods close to the house where the shooting happened. He was taken in for questioning. Officials say the shooting appears to be an accident, but they believe alcohol and marijuana contributed to the accident. Yarborough was arrested for a charge of domestic violence for a separate incident that happened before the shooting. Officials say they're still investigating this case and will submit their findings to the DA to consider whether to take it to the grand jury or not. As Tennessee lawmakers seek to remove a bust of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest from the Capitol, a couple of Metro Nashville council members are seeking to cover up a private statue of Forrest that sits along the Interstate 65 corridor. The Tennessean newspaper reports that Councilwoman Megan Berry, who's running for mayor in Nashville, said in a statement that she wants to use private funds to purchase trees and brush to block views of the statue. Metro Councilman Jerry Maynard, who advises mayoral candidate Bill Freeman, told the newspaper he's working on a resolution to ask the state to block visibility of the statue. The moves from the state and local lawmakers come days after 9 people were gunned down in the historic black church in South Carolina, prompting a debate over Confederate symbols. Alabama is also looking to make changes, possibly removing flags at state courthouses and other government buildings. For the latest local news anytime 24/7, click MarionCountyMessenger.com. I'm Logan Carmichael, WTNW News.